you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him. Who's that him? Jesus. And so your faith and hope are where? In God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. For you have been born again not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. For all men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures or stands forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the power of your word through your Holy Spirit. We thank you for what it will do in the hearts and minds of all of us, God, to know that you are alive, that, Lord, you exist, you are who you are, you're a holy God, you're a powerful God, you're a loving God, merciful God, and yet you are fair and just in all of your ways, God. Lord, for so many of us, there are many at times questions in our minds and in our hearts about things that happen in life that we don't have the immediate answers to, but we turn to your word because your word gives us hope, insight, and understanding that we need sa aming pang-araw-araw na buhay, Panginoon. Hallelujah, Lord, kailangan ka namin, Panginoon. Kailangan namin ng Holy Spirit mo. Kailangan namin ng salita mo that endures forever, God. Lahat ng bagay dito sa mundong to, Panginoon, everything in this world, they're temporary, God. There's a call for us to set our minds on things above. There's a call for us to put value in the things that are precious to you, O God. Sa aming pag-aaral ng salita mo, Panginoon, mangusap ka sa aming lahat. And may we, Lord God, leave this place filled with that knowledge of you, Lord Jesus. Filled with grace, God. Enabling power, Lord God, to do your will, God. Maaring some came, Lord God, nang hihina. But today, in Jesus' mighty name and by the power of your Holy Spirit, that brother or sister will leave this place revived, encouraged, oh God. Hallelujah. To know that, Lord, in control ka sa lahat ng everything that's happening in our lives, everything that's happening around us, God. You are still seated on the throne and you are in control. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Salamat that we are part of your unshakable kingdom, Lord Jesus. Salamat that because you are with us as our firm foundation, nothing shall move your people, oh God. As we stand firm and strong in our convictions because faith comes from your word. And this is what you're going to do in the hearts and minds of each one. Yung grace and peace mo multiply in abundance, O God, in our lives that we may be a blessing to others. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. Praise God. Glory to God. There's so much from what we read just from that entire chapter. You know, there's a rule in life, a rule of life. People will do anything to protect and defend what is most important and valuable to us. Let me say that again. People will do anything in great lengths to protect and to defend what is important to you and me. Halimbawa, isang magulang, are your children important to you? You will do anything to defend and protect your family, your children. How about your assets? How about your money? What do you do to protect your money? Yung ba nilalagay sa vault, sa banko, o sa under the mattress? I know that merong iba, you know, with all their precious jewelry, iba ay meron pa silang safe deposit, right, sa banko, right? So that's an indication that they are protecting this because it's valuable to them. We start with that because, halimbawa, some people, they are even conscious of what they eat. Kasi they are protecting their health for health reasons. You know, iba dyan, binabasa yung label. If you offer them, nangyari ho yan sa trabaho namin. I have a coworker who brought kuchinta. Oh, kuchinta. Eh, yung dinala niya kuchinta, merong label, kung ano yung ingredients. Eh, one of my coworkers is puti. Oh, what is this? It looks good. Tinignan niya yung label. Tapos, eh, yung ingredient merong lye, L-Y-E. Ginugel niya. What is that? What is ginugel niya? What is lye? nakita niya chemical minsan ginagamit sa soap. It's like, what? You're eating this? And then yung nagdala ho, dinefend niya. You know, we Filipinos, we've been eating that for years. We're still alive. No? You know, they go to that great lengths, right? Kasi very conscious sila about, you know, their health, which is good, no? Okay, now, but as true followers of Christ, you and I have a calling. We are called, and we have a duty to fight and defend God's word, which is truth. May assignment ho kayo, tayo, napaka-ikli. It's the book before the book of Revelation. We're not going to study it yet today because babasahin natin together. Namnamin niyo ho lahat ng sinasabi dyan because the book of Jude tells us that that is our duty as a follower of Christ to defend God's word, which is truth. Earlier we were singing, ano yung kanta ng kinakanta natin kanina? Who is Jesus? The way, the truth, and the life. And where does truth come from? The word of God. We are living in a times, for some of you who are part of the ongoing Bible study series, and so God wants every one of us as a local church to be on the same page. So for those who have not yet been attending our Wednesday Bible study, so we would like to make mention of what, parang in summary lang, no, as a review, how important our mind is. Dahil the mind is battleground, and this is happening daily, every day. Na, because this is the battleground, sino ba yung kaaway? Bakit battleground? Because we are engaged in a spiritual battle. So many are giving in to the lies and the deception of Satan, and they give in because they don't know the word. Sabi sa Bible, people, sabi ho ni Lord, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. For lack of knowledge. And one of the things that the Bible says that in the last days there will be apostasy. What is apostasy? Leaving the truth. Once they believe the word of God is truth, pero they come to a point ngayon na, ay, hindi na ako naniniwala, may heaven and hell. Oh, I don't believe that the word of God can be the solution to a mind that is anxious, a mind that is depressed. We are in a times wherein, through social media, marami ipinopost. Do you believe everything that you read in the social media? Ang magiging basihan to check whether what that person is saying, whether that person is a spiritual leader in the Christian community, you have to search the scriptures, diligently search the scriptures and see whether what that person is saying is true or not. Hindi komot, some people can be mahusay magsalita. Very eloquent, very flattery. And ano ho yung sabi sa Bible na as a church, as a people of God, one way is wag ho daw tayo ang ears natin itching to just hear what we want to hear. Alam nyo, like yung some people who are so particular with what they eat. Oh no, not too much sweets. Don't eat too much sweets. Why? Bakit po? Anong result? Pag too much sweets? Hello? Oh. Para sa bata lang yung Brother June, nagiging hyper. Diba? Diabetes daw, diba? Do you know that a lot of Christians are diabetic? Hello? Why? Kasi, ayoko yan. Yung topic about judgment, ayoko yan. About sin, ayoko yan. About giving, ayoko din yan. What is mine is mine. This is my hard-earned money, so don't tell me what to do with my money, okay? God's principles, we have to know na kailangan kumbaga ngayon pa lang decide na kayo whether you're going to believe the word of God is true. Set it in your heart. Dahil si Lord naman hindi ho namimilit. Here's the thing. Si Lord hindi namimilit, kaya ako hindi ko rin kayo pipilitin. Ang role ko is to share the word of God to you. Ano sabi sa Acts, seek the whole counsel of God. Whole counsel of God. We just don't say, that part I don't like, this part I like. We search what the Word of God says in every aspect, in every area. Do you follow po? So, how are we spiritually? Tingnan mo natin yan. Kasi the Bible, there's a call for us to guard our minds and our hearts. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs 4. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4. We're going to start with verse 20. Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 4. Are you there with me? 20. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. We talked about there's a listening or a hearing that God requires from us. What is the kind of hearing that will benefit you and me? Not just hearing with our physical ears, pero hindi sinasagawa. True listening is hearing what the Word of God says and we do it. Being a doer of the Word of God. Now, verse 21, do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Look at verse 23. Above all else, I'm reading from the NIV version, it says, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. You know, when the Bible says, above all else, guard your heart. Alam mo yung word na heart, from the Greek word, it's cardia, where we say cardiac or cardiologist. Okay? Ang meaning ho ng heart sa salita ni Lord is, yun ho ang pinaka-center ng buhay natin. It's the seat, S-E-A-T, of one's emotions and will. Nandyan po, nandyan ang desires. Nandyan lahat that affects our life. Kaya sabi ni Lord, guard your heart. He's also telling me to guard my heart. Amen. So it refers to both mind and desires. Ang heart ng tao, when God says, guard your heart, anak, because it speaks about one's character. So, yung mga nagpapa-check up ho sa doktor, di ba, ang gagawin ng doktor, meron siyang stethoscope, would try to hear yung beat or rhythm of the heart. Meron pang other tests, maaaring mag-draw ng blood. What other tests do they find out whether your heart is physically okay? EKG, nandyan yung may treadmill, di ba? Nakikita nila how that heart is pumping. All is that good. But, you know, when the Bible, when God says, guard your heart, sons and daughters, He's telling us yung spiritual heart. So what are the tests na dapat natin gawin? For us to know what is the condition of your heart and mind. There are certain things that, you know what, sinasabi ko agad ang benefit. When a heart is pure, sabi po sa Matthew 5, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Hallelujah! Pag ang heart natin, walang other things that will defile it, like yung, pag, you know, some people, oh, wag mong kanin yan. That because it's going to affect your heart condition. And we ask ourselves, what is your soul feeding on? What are we eating to make our spiritual heart healthy and strong? Are you feeding on the Word of God more? Or are we feeding more on our Facebook or other things? Guard our hearts. What are the things that can defile someone's heart? Ano yung defile, mga contaminants, mga bagay na that will make it, ano yun? Oh, yeah. Kami sabi nun ako, I didn't. It's okay. God is not telling us now. We keep it on a moderation. You know, of course, if you want to, meron kayong ina-idolize, oh, naku, napaka-cute na mga artistang to, or yan. Talagang, you're into it. Na-hook ako dyan once, pero I had to ask God, Lord, ayoko na nito kasi it's taking too much of my time. Pero pagbabaran mo ng maraming oras kasi gusto mo nang malaman yung ano yung kasunod na episodes. I was guilty of that. Ano ako? My gosh. Praise the Lord, na-deliver na ako. Praise God. Kasi if you would think, if you and I could spend 2 hours, thank you for the honesty, of minsan more, Sister Janet, thank you for your honesty. Not anymore. Na-deliver ka na rin. Praise the Lord. Okay. Hallelujah yun. can you imagine if we, let's say, if we just spend those 2 hours instead sa Word? You know what would do that to you and me? Papalakasin niya tayo. Kaya pag may si Satan, lagi kasing, ano yan eh, yung, lagi, teka muna. Oh, naku ha, falling asleep ka ha. Oh, sige. Yung nagiging kampante tayo, hindi tayo vigilant and alert. Di ba sabi sa Bible na, the enemy prowls like a roaring lion, naghahanap siya whom he may what? The word is devour. Gusto niya kainin tayo ng buo. Pag walang word, mahina tayo, right? Yes. If we neglect the word of God, tayo po ang nanghihina. And many of you would attest to this. There would be moments wherein you and I would spend time. The good thing about the Lord is gracious siya. He's gracious. Let me tell you one thing. There was one time wherein I sought God. Lord, I need to know what I need to do. There will be moments like that that we don't know what to do. But kapag serious tayo in seeking God, serious tayo, when we are serious, He, at one, that point in my life, because that decision will not just affect me personally, but affect my whole family. So it's a serious matter. And so, Lord, you have to tell me. You know what? He led me to just pray and fast one meal. Isang meal lang ho yun, isang meal. And then, I sought God. And because the Word of God sees, sabi sa Bible, the Lord sees your heart and mind. Kita niya ho yung desire nyo to seek God, kahit na medyo struggle. If you are a parent na, or talagang a young parent na, struggle ka with your time, it's like you're working and all that, managing household, and it's like, Lord, ano bang, kailan ko ba kaya magagawa ito, God? And you know, that even when you set aside just 30 minutes, and God sees the intention and the sincerity of the heart na isik siya. Kasi God, gusto ko malaman ng, I need to know what I need to do, God. Because, sabi sa Bible, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Anong ibig sabihin nun? Natatako tayo na gumawa ng isang bagay that will not please Him. Lord, ayokong meron akong gawin sa decision ko that will pull me away from you. Or decision that would even affect my children or would affect my grandchildren, blah, blah. We tell that to God. And when God sees that, sabi niya, when you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me. Amen. And you know what? The Lord did that. Wala na ho yung hide and seek. When I sought God and in prayer, I sat where? Sa bedroom, I sat. And I sought, prayed. And when I opened my Bible, boom, nandun ang word. There's so many pages, di ba? It's like, saan? Saan? Saan ko hanapin? And it was a detail that was so clear. See, fasting brings about clarity. We, nagkakaroon ka na ng, kumbaga, may fine-tuning. Yung, minsan, di ba, napansin niyo ba yan sa, o halimbawa, sa, punta kayo sa fast food. Nag-place kayo ng order. Minsan, di ba, yung, hindi clear yung sinasabi nung nando sa loob ng restaurant. Hindi clear yung sinasabi, right? So say what? Minsan yung in-order mo, mali pang dating, ano? But with God, ang communication is so clear na you will hear the voice of God and magkakaroon ka ng clarity in your mind. Wala na yung urot-sulit. Tama kaya to? Hindi kaya. When we pray and fast and seek God, He will show it to you with such clarity. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, we have to guard our hearts. Now, we're going to look at a portion sa scriptures po that tells us ang importance po ng ating heart. Let's go to the book of Mark. Let's go to the book of Mark. Thank you, Lord. Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were unclean, that is, unwashed. Are you there with me? The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles. So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating their food with unclean hands?" He replied, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you, hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men.' You have to let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of setting aside the commands of God in order to observe your own traditions. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, 'Whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is korban,' that is, a gift devoted to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. Thus, you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do many things like that." Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen to me, everyone." Okay, these are the words of the Lord. "Listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a man can make him unclean by going into him." So, ibig sabihin na when you eat something, hindi ho yung pagkain pumapasok and is disposed by the body makes you unclean. But rather, it is what comes out of a man that makes him unclean. Let's listen further. After he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about this parable. Question, nagtanong yung mga disciples and sabi ni Jesus, "Are you so dull?" He asked. Hindi ho D-O-L-L. D-U-L-L. "Don't you see that nothing that enters a man from the outside can make him unclean? For it doesn't go into his heart, but into his stomach, and then out of his body. In saying this, Jesus declared all foods clean." Is that in your Bible? Okay. Let's take note of what the Lord is saying to us. He went on, "What comes out of a man is what makes him unclean. For from within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean." When you and I would look at the preceding verses, dito ho sa binasa natin, so yung preceding verses, makikita po natin dun sa Mark 6. Look at that. Tignan ho natin yan. We're going to link this study with the preceding verses. Are you there? Mark 6. "When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there. As soon as they got out of the boat, people recognized Jesus. So they ran throughout the whole region and carried the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever Jesus went, whether it's the villages, towns, or countryside, they placed the sick in the marketplaces. They begged him to let them touch even the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. Let's do a side by side. This account is also found in Matthew. Let's go to Matthew 14. Put a mark with a mark, Gospel Mark. We may go there back. Okay. Tignan natin sa sabi sa Matthew 14. The same. This is the same story, but a different angle. Are you there? Matthew 14, 34. When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized Jesus, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought all their sick to him and begged him to let the sick just touch the edge of his cloak, and all who touched him were healed. What's the significance sa ating pag-aaral po? These verses tell us na when people, multitudes, napakadami hong tao, when they recognized Jesus, what did they do? They sent word. They sent word to all the surrounding country. Look at what the Spirit of God is saying here. Dahil they recognized Jesus as someone who will meet their physical needs. Ano yung need nila? Physical healing. But at the onset, let me just say this. One thing beautiful about God is because He knows us. He created us. Alam niya po ang ating needs, entire needs, in our bodies, in our minds, in ating spirito, in our spirit. Yun ho ang ating whole composition. He is a God who understands ng every aspect of our lives. Kung may karamdaman sa katawan, they recognize that, si Jesus, nandun, come on. And what did they do? Look at what they did. When they heard Jesus was in that place, what did they do? They sent word to all. Jesus is there. Oh, nandun sa kanto ng 223rd in Avalon. And what did they do? They brought the sick, right? Kasi what was ang immediate need was for the physical healing. But the beauty of this is we see that kahit na we're going to see the other angle of this story, Jesus is someone who understands your needs and mine. He understood the needs of those people. Na they went from different places. Lord, these people need to be healed. And sabi sa Bible, and all who touched him were healed. Now, but how many among them also saw their need for spiritual healing? There's a popular story found in the book of Luke about the 10 lepers, right? 10 lepers were healed by the Lord. Only one came back. Only one came back to Jesus and honored and glorified God. The Bible tells us that that man who went back to Jesus received more. He not just received his physical healing being from leprosy, which is what talagang kumbaga ano na yun, mayroon ka ng, it's a condition wherein talagang outcast ka na. People, in fact, if you're walking in the street, you would say, leper, leper, and nandito ko leper, I'm a leper. And so people ostracized, would no contact in the physical world. That's a lonely, lonely condition to be in. And so those 10 lepers were cleansed and healed, but only one came back. Only one, the Bible tells us, received more than physical healing, and that was salvation. So these people, they came to Jesus and they asked for help. Help to prolong their earthly lives. But how many also saw their need to secure their eternal life? Secure their eternal life. See, many people miss the whole message of our Lord if they only come to Jesus to satisfy just their physical needs. Again, we would say, God understands. But here, God wants us to see more beyond this physical life because we know, nabasa po natin na, ang life natin is but temporary, right? In fact, doon sa 1 Peter, kaya ho pinabasa sa atin ni Lord yun, is to remind us na there is something that God has prepared for us, for those who make that choice to believe in Jesus, not just believe, but follow Him. Listen to His words. Obey what His word says. Amen. Because it's good for us. The importance of you and myself spending time in the Word of God. Why? Because doon ho sa binasa natin sa 1 Peter earlier, the Bible tells us a truth. Ang pag sinabi hong truth, hindi natin i-ignore, hindi natin sasabihin, let me give you an example. I know some people, I don't want to talk about death. Change the subject. I don't want. But is that a truth that we need to embrace and accept? That death comes to all. There's an appointed time. We grieve over losing a loved one, pero meron hong sinasabi dyan hong word na may time for all of us. Pero kung darating ho si Lord, there's that one exception na what if Jesus comes back and that trumpet is blown a week from now? So kung ready tayo, hindi na tayo, we will not experience physical death. Ang unang tataas sa rapture ay sino? The dead in Christ. Dead in Christ first, Sister Janet. The dead in Christ first and then us. That is our blessed hope. Kaya can I see the word of God says, comfort one another with these words about the coming of our Lord Jesus. Amen. So no matter how difficult times may be, may physical, when we get a diagnosis from the doctor about hindi magandang about our health, is there hope? Is there help from God? Yes. Yes. And so the Bible tells us, kaya napaka-importante ho ng word. See, ganito ho eh. The enemy would want to put a lot of lies sa mind nyo and sa mind ko. Lalong-lalo, you and I become so vulnerable when problems come. Ano yun? Oh, talaga bang mahal ka ni God? Eh, bakit ganyan ang buhay mo? How come you're suffering? How come all of this? All of these troubles. But look at what the Bible tells us. In this you greatly rejoice, verse 6 of 1 Peter, you don't have to go there, but sabi niya, though now for a little while, you and I may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. Verse 7 tells us the purpose. These have come so that your faith of greater worth, eto na ho. Ano bang mahalaga sa atin? What the Lord is asking us, do you value your faith in Christ? Because he's telling us the truth na kung tayo, we value yung pera, we put it in a safe place, yung mga valuables, mga bling-bling, mga diamonds dyan, and all that. You put it in a safe deposit in a bank because you value it. Look at what the Lord is telling us. Value your faith. Because the times are here wherein you and I, sa seasons, may change ba sa season natin, sa natural? Yes. One week from now, it's already autumn. We already see that change. Ang mami ko and my mom and I on our way here for the Bible study last Wednesday, madilim na. Unlike nung summer, 7 o'clock pa lang, mataas pa araw, right? But because there's a change in season, may indications that the season is changing. In our life, may changes. In our lives, there will always be changes. But how do we adapt to these changes? Like, pag malamig na, do you still wear your short shorts and your tanks? Pag winter time na, 40 degrees. Appropriately, you and I dress ourselves according to sa season. What, ano yung spiritual season natin ngayon? What, do you know, can you discern the times that you and I are living in? These are perilous times. Because there are so many things out there that would like to pollute this mind and gusto niyang ang mangyari ni Satan is maging ganyan tayo, shaky in our faith. So when you and I read the book of Jude, makikita po natin ang seriousness ng role natin as Christians to defend the Word of God. So when something is posted like that would say things contrary to the Word of God, and this is where we're going to look at it. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Glory to God. We're going to start with verse 4 all the way up to verse 9. Philippians chapter 4. And ipagpapatuloy ho natin as we end with this verses. Philippians chapter 4. Let's stay focused on the word. There's power in the Word of God. Chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. rejoice. Let's pause here. You know, for someone who's going through depression or being down and out, when you read this, it's like most of the time our natural reaction to this verse is like, come on, you don't understand me. You cannot relate. But we have to understand where the background of this book. It was written by the Apostle Paul, and he was imprisoned. Not in a very nice place, comfortable. Not hindi lamang comfort ng katawan, but even sa mind, because a lot of his friends deserted him. Pero he was writing this while he was there in prison, of all places. And then, as inspired by the Spirit of God, and he says, siya pa nagsabi, mag-rejoice kayo. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. You know, let me just share with you. I remember this verse perfectly well because as a young Christian, ito yung sinabi sa akin ni the late brother Ben Baluyot. You know, I attended church and then my heart was so heavy with a family problem. Talagang ano ho, hindi niyo ako mapapangiti. Kaya nakita niya siguro, it was written all over my face. Ito sinabi niya sa akin. Eh, ang dating sa akin parang, you don't know what I'm going in my mind ho. I wish I could have said it aloud, pero nahihiya ako kay Kuya Ben. Pero sabi niya, mag-rejoice ka sa Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Inulit niya tong verse sa akin. As a young Christian, I didn't understand it yet. So there might be times where in sa ating level of spiritual maturity, we might not immediately grab what the Lord is telling you and me. Like ako ho. It's like, come on, parang ang dating sa akin, how insensitive can you be with what I'm going through? Not realizing na there is a deeper meaning to what the verse is saying. The meaning is, our joy is found in the Lord. Can there be joy even when you and I are going through difficult times? Yes, because the Bible says it. And it says na there can be joy in the heart of a believer even when difficult times come. To know that, number one, we are not alone in our troubles and in our problems because God has a purpose. Meron ho siyang purpose behind allowing that severe trial. Whether it be a sickness, whether it be broken relationships, whether it be a problem in the workplace, financial problems, whatever it is. Diba sabi sa 1 Peter, whatever the form of trial na dumating sa buhay. The Word of God says, kayang-kaya ni Lord yan, number one, and we have to find in ourselves to trust in God and to trust in what His Word says. Now, let's continue because napakahalaga ho nito, the succeeding verses that you and I will read when we are talking about yung battlefield sa mind. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Look at verse 6. We always quote this. Do not be anxious about anything. Pause. What are you anxious about? Ano yung pinagwo-worryhan nyo? What is it in your mind that you are worried about? But it says, sabi ni Lord, wag tayong maging worried. Do not be anxious about anything. Kama, but in everything. By prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. What is that? That's prayer. We come to God in prayer with thanksgiving. How do we start? Pag let's say down at down tayo. Lord, I thank you, God, that I can come to you, Lord. Lord, alam mo, bigat na bigat ako sa problema ko. I don't know what to do, God. I'm bothered by this, God. Say it to God. And sabi dyan, with thanksgiving. But I thank you, Lord, that you hear my prayers. Because that's what your word says. You hear the prayer of the righteous. We present a request to God. So, is anyone among you suffering? Sabi sa James, let that person pray. And the promise, sabi sa verse, and the peace of God, which surpasses or transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ. Ano ho to? Whose word is this? Whose word is this? It's the word of the Lord. So pag sinabi ni Lord na when we do this, when we come to God in prayer with thanksgiving, ipaalam natin sa Kanya yung what's troubling us, the promise is God will give us peace. What kind of peace? The peace that surpasses all understanding. And it will guard your heart and my heart and your mind and my mind in Christ. The word of God is truth. Now, let's continue. Finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Let's pause. What can we think about? We can think about the love of God. We can think about yung power ni Lord. Right? We can think about, ginawa to ni Lord sa akin at that time. Let's think about the blessings that God has done. Isa-isahin mo natin, because there's something about counting our blessings and being grateful for what the Lord has done in the past, because it would help us with our present condition and even what kung ano yung mga concerns about tomorrow's. Amen? Sabi niya, think about such things. So ano ho dapat iisipin? So yun ho ang magiging katangian ng mga iniisip. Kung halimbawa, I would choose to think about yung negative things that were said to me about certain people, di maiinis lang ako, di ba? Right? Amen. If I choose to dwell on, naku, wala akong pera, paano ba to? Paano, Lord, yung pambayad sa bahay, God? Pag lagi ko iniisip yun, and then hindi ko gagawin yung sinasabi ni Lord na lumapit sa kanya in prayer, then madadown ako, right? Pag na-down tayo, it would affect our mind, affects our behavior. It affects even yung ating actions. Right? Kaya yung mga taong na-depress, they isolate themselves, they nagiging mainitin ng ulo, right? Hindi makausap, ano, maiksi na PC, kasi, ano, aburido. Right? Kasi, although the concern is so real, yes, the concern is real, pero dahil sa halip na gagawin yung what the Lord is telling us to do, then it affects us. It affects us. Amen. Pero sabi ni Lord, wag yun. Let's not think about those things. Even, I'm not saying, hindi ko mini-minimize yung pain and the seriousness of the problem. God knows it. God, I might not know the details, but God does. God does. He wouldn't say these things kung hindi niya alam yung effect sa atin. A person that is always worried can even have stomach problems. Yeah. Yeah. Na may upset stomach. Panay antacid, panay, right? He is our creator. He knows when our minds are so involved with negative things. Can a person, halimbawa, we focus, maaaring it's not even our own problem, pero problema ng iba. And then, pinoproblema natin. We are all worry warts. We are mga creatures of worry and fear, di ba? Kaya sabi ni Lord lagi, do not be afraid, anak. Sabi niya, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. Ano yung sa Tagalog na, di ba, meron kasabihan na, ang lakas ng loob niyan. Di ba? Anong ibig sabihin ng malakas ang loob ng isang tao? Anyone? Ha? May courage, di ba? Kung matibay ang kalooban. Hindi, sasabihin niya, ayan, taong yung pusong mamon. Mamon. Sensitive, right? But that would be another, ano, pag yung may taong pusong mamon, maging careful tayo sa words natin. Ano? So, hindi mo naman natin sabihin, pusong mamon na nga, tapos ibubuli pa natin. Ano ba naman yan? But what we're saying, many things wherein we can apply this principle, and the principle of God works. So when there would be things na maririnig natin about, it does not work, the word of God does not work, we're not here to judge anyone. Can I say that? We're not here to judge, pass on judgment to anyone, no. But we need to settle in our hearts whether we will choose to believe that Jesus is true to His word and true to His promises. Amen. Pag sinabi, Lord, naniniwala ako sa iyo. Kaya, di ba, nakikita na in all of the stories sa Bible, what touches the heart of God when there's such a great need? It's faith. It's faith in God. Faith in Him and what He can do. In integrity of His word. Lord, David, when he faced Goliath, hindi siya nagpadala sa laki ng giant. How big he was, Goliath was bigger than him. It's a story so common to all of us, and even sa Sunday school would know that. But where, how do we apply that? David was able to overcome his Goliath, who is a giant. How? Because of his faith in God. I believe that there's power in the word of God. You are Almighty God. Tapos, Goliath was putting down the name of the Lord, kaya lalo siyang dahil he values how na talagang sa kanya, the word of God, the name of God is sacred. The name of God is sacred. I don't know about you, when someone would show disrespect to God, I don't know whether you're moved or steered at all. When I would see someone, like in my workplace, they take the name of the Lord Jesus in vain. They would say the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know that they're taking the name of the Lord in vain. You know what I would do? I would sing under my breath, "Praise the Lord, your name is far above." Kina-counter ko yun. Because merong such effect on me. Because I value the word of God. I value the name of the Lord. When we are praying, how do we show respect in the presence of God? You know, I use this as an example. Halimbawa, Wednesday Bible study night, and we're going to pray. Halimbawa, I would ask, Sister Emma, can you pray for the food and the fellowship? Tapos makikita niyo ko, naghinahalo ko yung... While praying, o busy akong inaayos yung... I'm not showing respect, right? In effect. These things... Read the book of Daniel. It talks about how the people that they, even yung very irreverent sila with the things of God. Let us not be like those. When we come together in prayer, we honor God. We have to give Him the highest honor that is due Him. Hallelujah. Because when we value that, I just read that this past week's Chronicles. When everyone in the temple, they were gathered to honor and to bless the name of the Lord, the glory of the Lord came down. The glory of God came down. They couldn't do anything else, but they sense, di ba yung glory is may weight. May weight. Ibig sabihin, sinabi ko to sa inyo noon, bigatin. There's someone in our presence who's bigatin. Bigatin than the president of the land. When we're talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, hallelujah. We give honor to the Lord Jesus. Kahit na ang tono nyo hindi nasa key of C lagi. Di bali. Just sing your heart out to God. Sing your heart. Lord, I bless your name, God. Clap your hands. Ako hindi man ako makadance ng mabilis, but I could use my hands with my tambourine or clap my hands or lift up my voice because there's power in praising God. So, what is in your mind today? What is it that you are anxious about? What is it that the enemy ginagawang pinaglalaruan? Can I tell you one truth? Kung ano man yung weapon na ginagamit sa inyo ni Satan, do you know that God can turn that around for good? Whether it be a financial problem, do you know that God can turn that around na makikita nyo the power of God? If it's a sickness or whatever it is, kung ano yung ginagamit where you and I are so vulnerable. Kasi alam ni Satan yun eh, kung saan tayo mahina. And yun ang ginagamit. Do you know that when you and I choose to believe in God, God can turn that around for good? Because the Bible says, when ginamit ni David yung resource that God has given him to kill Goliath, and napabagsak niya si Goliath, David approached Goliath, and there was a sword sa... yung suksukan ng sword. And Goliath was supposed to use that to kill David. But you know what? David took that sword and cut his head off. Ano yung truth na yun? Kung ano yung ginagamit sa inyo na kaaway, God can use that to bring victory in your life and in the lives of people that you are praying for. Let's all rise up to our feet. Hallelujah. Let's choose to fill our minds with the Word of God and to know that God is real, God is true to His Word. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's thank the Lord. I-apply ho natin ang ating pinag-aralan. Let's come to the Lord with thanksgiving in our hearts. Let us not be silent. I-apply ho natin. In fact, you know, sabi ho dun sa praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sabi ho, finally, whatever you and I have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice and the God of peace will be with you. Lord, we come before you this afternoon, God. Grateful that, Lord, you chose us, tinawag mo kami, that you love us, God, that you have cleansed us, Lord God, and forgiven us through the precious blood of our Lord Jesus. Lord, the value, Lord God, na pinapakita mo sa amin that we should value the Word of God and value our faith in Christ ay napakahalaga. That we should treasure it and cherish it and defend and protect it, God. There's a serious call placed upon our lives as Christians, God, na maging serious, Lord God, serious students of the Word of God. Not just to be listeners or hearers, but in fact doers and to put your Word into practice, God. And we thank you for what the Word of God does in our lives. It brings about yung aming spiritual rebirth. Kaya kami na born again because of the Word of God through the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, nagpapasalamat kami. Begin to thank God. In your own words, begin to thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Magpasalamat ho kayo. Magpasalamat tayo kay Lord for the opportunity. He gave us that opportunity and you and I are blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We are blessed by you, O God. Blessed by the Most High God. Chosen by God. And that, Lord, ang blessings na yon will go beyond our temporal lives, God, because what you do, Lord God, always has eternal benefits, eternal blessings, God. That, Lord, meron kang place that you have reserved for us, kept in heaven for us. For our names are written in the book of life when we have chosen to follow Jesus in our lives and to accept his finished work at the cross. Lord, we sang that song earlier, at the cross I come. At the cross, I surrender my life. Lord, here we are. By faith, we come at the cross. Lord, O God, maraming bagay in our lives, Lord God. And you know that, Lord, na nangyayari, Panginoon. Even for some of us who have known you for quite a while. That, Lord, in our spiritual lives, O God, na we are living in a time and season wherein our faith is being tested and challenged, God, to the core. But we thank you, Holy Spirit of a living God, because nandito ka para sa aming lahat. You're here for us to teach, to guide, to empower. Hallelujah. Lord, deliver us from laziness. Deliver us, Lord God, from many distractions around us. Panginoon, lahat kami guilty dun, Lord. Na at times, sa halip ng basahin ng word mo that's able to build up our faith, we choose to do something else. Na walang, Lord, walang value, God, when it comes sa eternal light, Lord. Hinihingi namin, Panginoon, ang wisdom and understanding that comes from you, Lord, from your word. Na makita namin ang what is right. Bigyan mo kami ng sense of what's right and what's wrong. Hallelujah. Even when we would hear teachings, God, na hindi in line sa word mo, may we never fall into the trap of just listening to words that we would want or messages that we would like to hear. Because your word serves as a mirror to all of us, O God, na pag binabasa namin ang salita mo. God, naway ang makita mo, Lord God, a heart that is sincere, seeking you. And we realize, Lord, at times we fail. We fail you, God, many times, Lord. Pero salamat sa graciousness mo that you pick us up when we fall, Lord. Tinataas mo kami even when we are down emotionally, God, when we become depressed or lonely. Pero when we lift up our eyes towards the heavens, where the help will come from. We declare what the psalmist said, our help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Thank you for renewing our minds and our hearts sa hapon na to, Panginoon. We realize, O God, that the enemy of our soul is relentless, God. Wala siyang tigil, Panginoon. Walang patid, Lord God, ang pagbulong niya ng mga kasinungalingan, Lord. And Lord, we are asking for your help. that God, in Jesus' name, matanggalin mo from our minds, Lord God, anything that is contrary to the Word of God, which is truth. But instead, to remember that, Lord, you are our faithful God, true God. Because hindi ka tao, you cannot lie. You're not a liar, Lord. You're not a liar, God. Hallelujah! Kinukumit namin, Lord, ang pagbasa namin ng Book of Jude. Lord, walang sino man sa amin ang Bible scholars, pero nagpapasala. We are so thankful that we have you, Holy Spirit of God, to teach us and guide us, Lord. Bigyan mo kami ng understanding, God, na from this day on, God, maging serious kami, Lord God, in our walk with you. Lord, marami pang nangangailangan sa you, Lord Jesus, and there's so many that needs to be comforted, God, and ministered to. We thank you that, Lord, you're equipping us as a church, God. As by faith, we receive the anointing. Tell that to God. Lord, today, by faith, I receive the anointing that comes from your Holy Spirit. I receive the power of God. I receive the love of God. Hallelujah. Nang love of God will be the motivation, God, sa aming gagawin, Lord, even ministering to others, God. We're not here to make a name for ourselves. We're here. Our main goal and focus is to lift up the name of our Lord Jesus. No one else's name, but the name that is above all names. Lord Jesus, you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You deserve the highest praise. You deserve respect. May we put value sa word mo, Panginoon. Hallelujah, God. And thank you, Lord, because you're the builder of the church, you're building up your people here in the New and Living Way. Even our children, God, our young people, God. Iba na, Lord, ang times that they're living in, but Lord, we thank you that, God, we are shielded by the power of God. Greater are you, Lord, within us than he that is in this world. Nang ways ni Satan, O God, we expose them because he's the father of lies, but we turn to you, Lord Jesus, that through the work of your Holy Spirit, you're going to guide us into all truth, that, Lord, O God, that would set people free in liberty, delivered from fear, delivered from anxiety, depression, and hopelessness, O God. Hallelujah. For we know that there's hope in you, O God. Hallelujah. And that when you say something, Lord God, you will see to it. You will do it. Amen. You will accomplish it. Yes, perform it, O God. Lord, today you're steering us and reminding us that you are a mighty God. With your spoken word, the heavens and the earth were created. Hallelujah. Your word is such creative power, God. Na Lord, sa halip na negative ang aming mga dinideclare sa buhay namin, sa buhay ng mga loved ones, God, change that in us, God. But instead, oh God, open up our eyes, to the truth found from your law, from your word. Wonderful things. Lord, today we make a confession that, Lord, madalas we set our eyes on things na mga bagay na walang meaning at mga earthly things, God. Lord, renew our minds and our hearts, God, because we want the promise from your word that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Lord, I pray for everyone, Lord, seeking you, Lord, sa mga decision-making, God. Lord, sa mahabang panahon, we have been doing it our own way, trusting on our own understanding, resources, abilities, God. But we want to trust you, Lord, with all of our hearts, God. All of our hearts. A total surrender to your will. Lord, gusto mo kaming ilayo sa mga heartaches, mga mistakes, God, na magkakaroon ng consequences when we do things our way. Right. You love us so much, God, na gusto mo ang we will live a life with our hearts and minds filled with peace. And merong assurance, God, that because we are leaning on you, really leaning on your power, God, and the truth that you love us, that what you have for us is the best. Amen. At times we don't see that, God. We are short-sighted, Lord. And God, we pray that, Lord, bigyan mo kami ng insight. Because you are the God of our future, you know what lies ahead, Lord. May anyone who's worried about what lies ahead for, not just for ourselves, God, but even for our mga mahal sa buhay, Panginoon, where the provision will come. Many things that we are burdened with, God, today, we lay them before your feet. Lord, naway hindi kami matulad dun sa 9 lepers, God, na nakafocus lang kami sa just for physical and temporal fixes sa life. But we would want what's best for us. That when you work, when you perform a miracle in our lives, God, gusto mo that, Lord, na makita din namin yung eternal benefits. It would have values that would last for all eternity, God. So set our minds and our hearts on things that are valuable before your eyes, oh God. This is our prayer for all of us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for touching us and our children, Lord. Protect our children and our young people, God, from all the evil influences around them, God. Bigyan mo kami ng wisdom, Lord God, in just setting good examples to them, Lord. So, Father God, we thank you for just touching everyone in this local church, even those who are not here with us, God. We ask that, Lord, you revive them, God. We ask that, Lord, you empower them with your Holy Spirit, God, in Jesus' name. And, Father God, in the days coming, Lord, because one of the things that you would remind us, Lord God, that when you comfort us in all of our troubles, it is for us that we may also comfort others, God. We pray for those, Lord God, na aming mga mini-ministeran, Lord God, people within our reach, within our own families, relatives, people in our workplaces, God. And by faith, we thank you for the anointing that you've given us in our lives. That you've anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. You've anointed us to heal the brokenhearted. You've anointed us to set sight to the blind, Lord God. Hallelujah. And to heal those who are brokenhearted, God. Thank you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are blessed by you, chosen by you. You have provided for all of our needs. You shall supply for all of our needs. Even emotional needs sa mga tao mo, Panginoon. If there's anyone going through depression, Lord, we pray for the power of your Holy Spirit to lift them up, O God, and to comfort them, O God, because there's hope in you, Lord God. And Lord, we commit to you, mga darating na araw, even tonight as we spend time reading your word and the days ahead, O God. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're going to reveal and to show to us, O God, that we get excited about the revelation ipapakita mo sa amin, O God, and that to know that we are victorious in Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's bless the Lord together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Glory to your name, Lord. Praise God. Glory to your holy name.
I surrender my life. I in love with you. I'm in love with you. Where your love ran red and my sins washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you.
Peter, get off the cross.